The Gospel of Mark, which we just heard Terry read, begins in the wilderness. It's easy to miss, I usually do. As a faith community, we just read the beginnings of Matthew and Luke on Christmas Eve, the nativity story that we love and celebrate, Jesus entering our world in the form of a vulnerable infant. On Christmas Day and last Sunday, we read the beginning of John, a beginning of a beginning, a creation story. Jesus with us since the beginning in word and then manifest in human form. Today, we read from the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark. There is no baby Jesus or sweeping cosmology. There is wilderness. Wilderness, John, baptism, the River Jordan, Jesus, a holy voice, and a Holy Spirit. All point to our God with us in the form of Jesus, a God whom we cannot put in a box or ever fully grasp, a God whom we need many sacred stories to draw near to, a God whose sacred story begins in the wilderness has my full spiritual attention and wonder right now. If the Gospels narrate our lives and who we are, then how does a God who shows up in the wilderness inform our identity? How, as followers of Jesus, do we live our lives? A spoiler alert, I'm not going to tell you the answers. I'm going to invite you into the wilderness and the questions. Not because I'm withholding anything, because after a week of dwelling with today's gospel, the questions and wonders are where I still firmly reside. The questions about how wilderness shapes me as a follower of Jesus. To our ancestors of faith, wilderness in Scripture was metaphorical and real. Wilderness was a real place outside of the control of the city and society. Most initial listeners of Mark would imagine the Judean desert, wild, beautiful, dangerous, and breathtaking. Most would also remember that the wilderness is the setting of the Exodus, where Moses led his people after their freedom from Pharaoh. A wilderness at times when his people rebelled and claimed that captivity was better than wandering in wilderness. A place they would wander for 40 years, not follow Moses out of, but follow Joshua out of to the promised land. These are sacred stories of our faith. And they remind us that time in the wilderness is when people of faith wander, rebel, are tested, and experience God's saving acts and grace. They're wild, beautiful, dangerous, and breathtaking. I imagine that we all have places where we remember where wilderness feels very close. What are your personal stories, images, memories? I imagine the beauty of Minnesota, preserved in our state parks, the water, the rock, the forest, the prairies. I imagine the people outside of our societal norms, the homeless to whom last week's temperatures were dangerous. I remember sacred stories I have heard, stories that are easy to reflect on and relate to, and yet so hard to live. Stories of the isms, sexism, racism, classism. Stories of coming out to your loved ones. Stories of fertility struggles. Stories of birth full of possibility and upheaval. Stories of speaking up knowing that it will sever a relationship because speaking up is the only way to live with integrity. Stories of deep connection with God in nature. I remember the moment I said yes to my call to priesthood, the tears because of the certainty of the call and that it would disrupt my life, the loneliness, the surrender, and the calm of claiming who I was as God's child. Wilderness is real for all of us. Sometimes we go willingly. Sometimes wilderness is thrust upon us. Sometimes we go because that is the only way we can claim our identity as God's children. I believe the people who determined our lectionary today cut today's scripture off too early. We hear that Jesus is baptized in the River Jordan, and then God, in a fabulously dramatic moment, rips open the heavens to claim Jesus as his own and send the Spirit upon him as a dove. But this is not a dove that is meek and mild. The passage continues, and the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited upon him. Wilderness is real for Jesus, real for his life and ministry. And wilderness is a reality of being claimed by God and following Jesus. This is unsettling. And so as I ask these questions and wonder where God is calling me and you and us, I keep Jesus' story as my constant companion. In his story, I don't hear promises of easy living. I see promises of good, challenging company and holy moments. I know that it ends in resurrection, and I know each and every moment God is with us. And in that, I find my hope. We'll spend most of the year in the company of the Gospel of Mark. I hope you'll continue to hold these questions that are easy to ask and hard to answer and wonder with me. When is God calling you into the wilderness? Where do you draw your hope when you're there?